You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to You PeopleCast. This is our first premiere episode. I'm your host, Matt, here with Mike. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Matt. How are you?
Great. Pretty excited to talk about some interesting topics today. We're going to talk about suboptimal sex, aliens among us, fake accents, and pooping in your kid's cereal.
Ah,
so
nutritious. Looking forward to this riveting conversation.
Yeah. So there's been a lot of talk in the news about a new Kickstarter called LoveSync. It's basically a way of...
LoveSync, is that like something you'd find in your laundry room or...
No, actually, it's a set of buttons that lets you know your partner that you want to have sex with them. So seems like an interesting idea.
Wait, I need a button?
Yeah, you can't just go ask for sex anymore. You need a button. So I guess it lets them know you're consenting to having sex, and it's already raised, let's see, on Kickstarter, we're at $19,981, and 411 people thought it was a good idea.
So these are buttons, like the easy button, or help me understand.
They look like the easy button, except for they will change colors if you press them on if you're interested or not in having sex with your partner.
This is like Tinder for your own
relationship.
Okay.
Kind of.
I guess I could see some couples sitting on a love seat and each end table having one of these, and they're finished watching the Wheel of Fortune or something and thinking, well, now what do we do? I'm going to go ahead and press the button.
Yeah. It's, they're basically claiming that the world is dying and we need to initiate more sex. So.
This is probably not a bad idea. I understand that maybe it's not where I'd want to invest my money, but think about, all the sort of unspoken sexual tension that exists and in various scenarios, right? If you're, I don't know, what if a meeting at work isn't going all that great?
Hit the button.
I'm just hitting the button. And she may or may not hit the button, but we'll see.
Yeah. It makes me think of, back when I was dating, you go to the bar, you talk to somebody. And then over time that evolved into, you can't call anybody. You just need to send them a text because it's creepy if you call now.
It is. This isn't a bad idea from a documentation standpoint, right? In other words, if you send a text or something, or you send, phone calls, there's records. But this thing would just be like this, I don't know you, you don't know me, we hit the button, okay, we're going to go do our thing. I don't know. This could have a future. Maybe I will invest a little bit of money.
So can you sync more than two buttons?
I believe it's legal in certain states.
Have that love triangle going. All three hit the button at the same time and things get interesting.
I think about the general state of the country right now, and if we could, if we had maybe the left side of the bar, we're all, on the left wing side of the political spectrum, on the right side, same thing. I mean, maybe we get some people that generally didn't like each other before to really get to know each other.
There you go. Well, they say you can buy a set of four for $190. So
that's a steal at twice the
price. Involve your friends.
Well, that's fantastic. And I think people are, if they see like an Alexa or something, they hit it. They're like, no, that's not what we meant. That's actually an Alexa, not a love button. What is that thing called again?
How soon does this hit a Pornhub plot?
I think quickly, frankly, right? at the speed of Reddit, we could make something happen.
Well, why don't we go on to the next topic?
Oh, please. Okay.
So let's talk a little bit about someone who thinks they're an alien. I'm going to read through the story here. The British tabloids picked this up. A ex-gender man believes that they are a otherworldly alien. So a 33-year-old who was born as a woman before transitioning into a man has revealed that they think they belong to any gender and is an alien.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, they're identifying themselves as an ET?
They are. Yeah. Jareth Nabula from Edmonds, Washington, transitioned from female to male and changed their name at the age of 29. The barbershop receptionist, who also works as a model, has even gone so far as to having their nipples removed in order to feel less human.
All right. Well, I guess he's no longer a mammal in the strictest sense. but an alien. An alien is... I try to be pretty, you know, non-judgmental here, but that's basically disqualifying yourself from the human race and saying, I'm not from here.
Yeah. Well, so is that okay? Okay with society now, or does that qualify as mental illness?
These days, it's hard to say. I'm just thinking, if he's an illegal alien, how are we going to keep him out? I mean, building the wall from space doesn't help. We're going to have to build the dome now or something. wow, okay.
So how do you think that modeling career got kicked off? Was it as a woman or as a man or as a... being?
Well, come on, there's always a fetish, right? There's a fetish for everything. So there's probably hotaliensex.com or some similar website that would pay to promote that type of modeling career. I'm thinking.
I just think of a mannequin if you're removing all the parts.
Oh, that's true. Well, he speaks English, I assume.
He's from Washington.
Okay,
so.
Yeah, wow. Okay, well, or so we think, or Washington... Mars, if that's a municipality that we weren't aware of. I wonder what drives somebody to think that, yeah, this is a good idea. I don't know how you monetize that. That's how I would usually think of something. If I'm going to do something.
Modeling.
Well, that's true. That's true. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be a thing. That's how these things starts, right? Go back to...
So I'm curious, did they fully transition to a man and then cut everything off or, to become the alien?
Yeah, that would seem to be not the fastest path to get to an alien, right?
Right.
to add parts and then remove them. Again, you just wonder what people are thinking. But like I said, a modeling career could be a way to get things done for this guy or...
What do you think the next step for Jareth is? He seems to be, fluid in who he identifies as.
Here's where, if I were Jared, I don't know if you're, Area 51, Rachel, Nevada, the whole alien culture there, I think he could, almost take up a residency there and become, a main standing attraction, much like, Wayne Newton might be in Las Vegas.
Yeah, one way to monetize things.
No, again, that's what we want to do is get things done and make a little money doing it.
So let's hear a little bit more from him. So he said, explaining the transition journey, Jareth said, after coming out as a transgender and believing I have finally found myself, I realized I was wrong. I wasn't male or female or even human. I don't think I feel like humans. I can't really explain it to others. I'm simply otherworldly. I didn't feel comfortable as either gender or even as anything in between. I know I'm stuck in a human form, and that's how I'm perceived by others. But to me, I'm an alien with no gender, he added. So yeah, I think the biggest concern I have that comes to mind is this going to come up on a background check when he goes to buy a gun?
Oh, I just would like to know what... I mean, we have a lot of...
Does that disqualify you?
We have a lot of boxes on the census form.
Are we going to have to add a new box?
I think we are. It's like, otherworldly? Yes, check.
I wish I could share these images with you because there's a lot of tattoos. You're probably not surprised by that.
No. I don't know if he looks like one of those beings from Avatar. Colored and
kind of constantly
blue,
changing hair color, spray painted tattoos, things in places they shouldn't be, piercings all over. You probably have an image in your head.
I do. And what I can respect about this being is that he certainly doesn't know what he doesn't know and doesn't want what he doesn't want. So he's where he is.
Which bathroom do you choose as an alien?
I think you have to choose family.
There you go. That's true. I wonder if there's any other aliens out there.
I mean, if you ever watch the X-Files, apparently.
It's true. All right. Let's move on to the next topic.
All right.
So this is one I think you stumbled over on Reddit. There's a user who posted about faking an accent and landing a job.
I thought this was brilliant. So if I recall the essence of the story correctly, this guy basically thought he was not qualified for the job. And Adair decided to fake a British Cockney accent the entire time, but apparently ended up getting hired.
Yeah, Reddit user ButterLuna posted a month ago that they had Adair, somebody Venmo'd him $10, and okay. They went in it thinking they weren't going to get the job, met with a bunch of higher-ups, and faked a British accent, and they're there 7 months later, still having to fake an accent.
And he's still doing it. I think that's great. Oddly enough, I actually have a British accent, but I'm faking an American accent now.
Yeah, somebody suggested that they should dare their coworker to fake an American accent to get back into it.
Yeah, that'd be the perfect out if you think about it. It would be, hey, I for the rest of my career here, I'm going to talk like an American.
Right. So do you think they got offered more or less money by having an English accent?
That's a great question.
Probably better benefits.
I think it would depend on the field, right? Certainly having an accent lends some credibility in some fields, and depending on what he ended up doing, that might have helped him or hurt him. Depends, but got the job, so it worked out somehow.
Yeah, they don't list their occupations. No, so
that's sad.
Disappointing.
Well, probably somebody ended up finding the guy and outing him, so can't have that on the internet.
Could you fake any other accent that would be perceived as like an Italian accent and get a job?
Yeah. Maybe working at a French restaurant or an Italian restaurant, and that would be appropriate, almost giving you a certain amount of credibility you don't deserve, right? Maybe if I'm an engineer, and I know we're being very generic and stereotypical here, but if I'm some German engineer, right, thinking precision and strength and quality, right? Because if you think about, sometimes when we hear people, even from the South in the U.S., you might misjudge. Right. They talk slower with a longer drawl, whatever.
Right.
You might think they're slow, or you might, so that is true. That is a thing where, if I were coming from the South to the North, obviously I'd be proud of my heritage or whatever. But I wonder if people would judge me that, they think I'm not qualified because of the way I'm speaking.
What's your general opinion on Canadian accents?
I think they're fun. I just love to say schedule, schedule, as much as like the SCH, just pronouncing that the way it should be pronounced is brilliant.
And sorry.
Sorry about. It's funny. We've, we always kind of have this opinion of Canadians that, they're all so, very nice and gentle. But now, a lot of them think Americans are just boneheads, right? And we're basically barbaric and boorish and impolite.
Yeah, whenever I've hired one in the past, they're all for universal health care. They always sign up for the U.S. health insurance.
Yeah, I suppose if they, especially for elective surgery that they want to get done within 10 years. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. We'll check in with you in 9 years and 8 months, Johnson.
Yeah, we'll see if your ankle's still sore then. Oh, that's okay. I got it amputated in year 5. Thanks anyway. I'm good. You can give my spot in lineup.
You can use these crutches from the 50s.
See, I know my Canadian friends are going to be like, you guys have it all wrong. You guys have, you're going to get bankrupted with your health care. And I know we're kind of going into a rant here, but it feels to me like I've always have loved just, being in charge of the coverage I have, and that's something that's important to me.
Yeah, you can buy as much as you want, and we have the best doctors here because they get paid.
Again, I know we're going off into a tangent here, I agree, and that's why people argue, you're paying a lot for healthcare, you're paying a lot for your drugs, but it's it's innovation that the rest of the world gets. Gets to benefit from too as well. So again, a little bit of a rant, but I still like Canadians in general, for the record.
Same here. I like their beer.
Right? Oh, yeah. Labatt Blue's my go-to.
Same. So I can't think of any other accents that really you can fake and it'll help you.
Well, it's funny because even in the U.S., if you think about accents, like I said, regionally, like here we are in Detroit, we've got an accent. But you go down to Toledo or Mid-Ohio, you definitely notice a different twang. And you go to Chicago, and you certainly do.
Chicago, for sure.
Yeah.
I just don't. The whole Great Lakes region outside of Chicago, I never really noticed that much.
Yeah, and the UP, they got a little bit more of a Scandinavian.
Eh?
Yeah, well, Finnish type accents. Yeah.
The Upers.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So there you go. So, like I said, even going, drive 2 hours south or east or west of here, and you start to notice the different dialects, which is so strange if you think about how homogenized the media is and the exposure we have to it. For some reason, there's a stickiness with our accents, and they, it's all local, and how you talk to your family, how you talk to your friends is. It's a really quite an influencer that's hard to break, even with, again, all of the sort of monotone, vanilla, dialect you hear, through the media.
Yeah. What do you think is the most attractive accent?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm a fan of the Romance languages in general, I think, right? So, I like hearing in their native tongue, for example. I really like French, right? I just love the flow, right? And then I guess thinking about it, German seems to be a little bit more guttural and harder stops and maybe less, flowing, if you will. But again, I understand it has its own redeeming qualities as well. But I'd probably say French. Maybe that's a bit of a cop-out.
Okay, gotcha.
What about you?
That's kind of the go-to, right?
Yeah.
The romance languages.
Yeah, I took the safe choice for sure.
I think if you're going Germany, you're trying to sell me a car.
Yeah, no, yeah. Again, you sell power, respect, knowledge, right? That's the first thing I think about. Sure. And again, maybe unfairly, but just sort of programmed.
Well, let's move on to the next topic here. This one's pretty disgusting. I'm just going to read it verbatim. This was another Reddit story that we dug up by, who is this person? Sorry, I lost your name, so I can't quote you. A mom swears that adding poop to a kid's diet boosts immunity. So this was ripped off of Facebook.
the front page of Facebook. Okay.
Believe it or not, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of poop. It's minimally toxic. We actually use small amounts periodically in our kids' diets, as we have read it makes their immune system stronger. Kind of like eating dirt and putting it on putting a pacifier back in a baby's mouth when it's fallen on the floor.
Is it really? that's the analogy you're going to use, is like, oh, that fell on the floor. 5 second rule. Eat some shit.
Here, eat my poop. They say they add it to their chili, a tablespoon.
Okay.
And the kids have no clue. Do you think you've eaten shit if you've had chili before? I'm kind of worried about it.
Well,
now.
I think in general we've eaten shit, right? If you've eaten any processed food that has any sort of, I think there's certain parts per million that are allowed of
human shit.
I hope not, right? I will say, Senator, not to my knowledge have I eaten human shit. But then again, I don't know. I guess I never asked my mom what was in the casserole. here's the thing about this. So this ostensibly is to build the immune system. Right? Is that's kind of the logic?
Yeah,
is
but that wouldn't any bacteria get destroyed by your stomach?
And the other point is like your body already didn't need whatever it just delivered. Right. So what good is it going to do to put back in there? I could think of 100 other things I might put in food that would help increase, right, a tolerance to something, you will, or a resistance. I wonder what the anti-vaxxers would think about this approach, though. Would this be okay?
Do you think this person is an anti-vaxxer, and that's their way of getting around vaccines to keep their kids safe?
I don't see. First off, I think the logical part of me has to think, you got to be kidding me, right? But secondly, if it's true, think about all of somebody else's stool. Who knows what disease they might have you go into certain like hospital wards and it's like, oh, this person has C. diff or what. You got to be kidding. I think you'd just be opening yourself up to all sorts of crazy things by doing this.
Now, it makes you wonder, what was the mom's diet?
Yeah, you know, it does.
Now, she's throwing back a bottle of wine every night.
Yeah, very, you know, heavy on the brand. You know.
Yeah.
What I would be I'm just trying to figure out, how do you mask this? How do you possibly mask that smell, the taste? I can just imagine watching.
Apparently, a lot of chili powder.
Yeah, right. I can imagine watching an episode of Chopped. It's like, you know, I don't know if you ever seen that, but the chefs have to open up a basket of these mystery ingredients and turn out something. It's like, we have cauliflower, peppermint gum, and a pile of shit. You have 30 minutes on the clock. Go. It's like, how do you cover that up?
You know, and somebody would probably make a beautiful dish out of it.
See, exactly. Like, here's the presentation. I've ground up the shit as a pate. Right. Our first podcast, we've gone sex, we've gone shit.
Aliens.
Yeah, aliens. So I think it's good to go blue the first time, because now we can say we've been there.
Right, exactly. Do you think they leveled off the tablespoon when they measured it out, or?
Oh, my gosh.
just took a heaping tablespoon.
I just go back to my oh my gosh, it was like those Saturday morning cartoons where they have like an ice tray full of poop with like little toothpicks sticking out of the ice trays, and it's like a lollipop, you know. Which that I guess I give that, what is that, the Frank's hot sauce? We put that shit on anything? That's
yeah.
What they're literally doing this time.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's like, yeah, we'll put this shit on your chili. Oh, that just seems wrong. So wrong on so many levels.
What other weird stuff do you think people put in their food?
I
think human shit's probably the weirdest one I've heard.
That would be the most inconvenient to collect and store and distribute as well. Now, I could see accident, like if I'm chopping some onions on the counter or potatoes or whatever, and like a fly gets into the mix somehow. Could see insects. For a long time, right? Well, castor oil was like the big thing, right? I don't even know what the point was. That just to keep people regular? Was that the idea behind that? I just remember watching cartoons as a kid going, you're going to get the castor oil. I'm like, oh no. Right.
But stomach lubricant.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Just keep the pipes slippery, I guess. Or Ipecac. Of course, I think about even, you know, medicines, of course, we do that with the dogs, right? That's how, you know, ball of cheese and I throw on. Heartworm med in there,
right?
do that for the kids.
Sidebar story: my stepfather, his grandfather was a brewer in Chicago. So this is going way back, because my stepdad's 85.
Yeah,
you can imagine how far and back in time that was. And he'd take him through the brewery, and literally in the vats, there'd be dead rats floating in there. I mean, because how are you going to keep them out?
So what happens? I mean, do they just get a little big, like a big fishing net to get them out?
Either that or they sink to the bottom and you drink it. Oh. I mean, you're definitely drinking part of something. Like you said, the FDA allows certain parts per million of rat feces in your food or bugs or things like that. Yeah. So I guess it was a little bit higher back then.
Yeah. But people seem to be healthier too. Fewer allergies. Oh, it's because you were drinking dead rats in your beer for years.
Safer than water at some parts.
It could be. Exactly right. I don't know. I feel like, you know, just food. I just feel like how much we trust food preparation. I mean, every time we go out, what's going on in the kitchen, right? I mean, I know we've got regulations and people getting inspected, but...
Have you ever worked in food service?
Yes, sir.
Me too. I worked in a kitchen for 5 years.
Okay, so all right.
I've seen cockroaches.
Yeah.
I've seen fillets fall on the ground and get thrown back in the broiler.
Oh, definitely.
I'm not throwing that away.
No, yeah. Oh, no. That is for sure a thing where it's... Oh, yeah, that's been cooking for 10 minutes and I'm about ready to plate it and it flops on the floor. I'm like... No, I'm just going to go ahead and
30 seconds each
side. Throw it back in the fryer and try to kill whatever just landed on it, and then ensure there's, you know, any scraping you need to do to make sure the presentation right. still looks good.
And by the way, that perfectly cooked medium rare steak that you say is underdone is going in a microwave.
Oh, are you kidding? Absolutely. Oh, I just love like, oh, I ordered this without tomatoes. I'm like, oh, they'll be, oh yeah, I'll be right back. And you know, I'll make you a new one. And then you just like open the bun. It's like, oh, the seeds are still on. I'm like, I don't expect you to throw everything away. Just don't tell me you're going to redo it.
I've never seen anything as bad as the scene in Road Trip or Waiting, though. I don't know if you remember Road Trip where Artie Lang farts on the guy's pancakes. I didn't want powdered sugar.
That is such a great movie. I had so many questions. It's, you know, just who is that? Luis, I'm trying to think of who the comedian was, but he just kept showing his balls all the time.
Oh, yeah, and Waiting.
Yeah. Luis Guzman, I think it is.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like a recurring theme, thinking, oh, okay.
The goat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
But that was actually, I think, the first time I really saw a Ryan Reynolds movie and said, all right, this guy's really good.
Yeah, no, he's funny. I think before that it was Van Wilder.
Yeah.
I think that was his first big
comedy actually,
movie.
Yeah, Van Wilder was great too, absolutely. Just like everything we always wanted to do in school, you know, just got to live vicariously through him. That was, it was a great flick.
Yeah, I think for now we're out of topics today. So
yeah, well, I mean,
first show we think it's going to go an hour and it goes 30 minutes.
Yeah,
but,
here's the thing: we don't have our bumper music yet, which we've been selecting, and that's going to be fantastic. We don't have any sponsors, so I mean, we're trying to fill airtime here. So actually, this isn't too bad for the first of what I hope are many sessions with you, and I'm going to bring in some guests as well, and we'll hit some cool topics from time to time that. I think our take on some pop culture things will be kind of fun. And I know we're both kind of techies. I think we'll go that route.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're heavily in recruiting. There might be some, if not literal stories about recruiting, just like some of the, things you'll.
I don't know if I can tell any.
Yeah, well, you specifically, I know
I can. I can pull some off.
But there's enough out there, right, that people can relate to and kind of go, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely a thing.
For sure. But, yeah, I mean, I think for future episodes, we'll probably just, bring up some interesting stories. And then just kind of depending on how things go, we'll adjust the focus and hopefully everybody finds it interesting.
Yeah, so. Yeah, we look to find our way. But if nothing else, man, it's just always great chatting with you, Matt, just
for sure.
About all the stuff and our takes on things sometimes. It's always like, hey, we should do a podcast. Here we go.
Right. Well, you never know. We could see some interesting people at Autorama today. So.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes. Looking forward to that.
Usually some D-list celebrities there, so...
I guess technically we're D-list celebrities now.
I guess. Are we even on a list yet? No, I think we're down further than that.
Did I say D-list? I meant Z-list.
There you
if
go.
There is even such a thing, we might not even qualify for a list yet. But we're at 0.0 subscribers now, and we're going to keep refining this, keep doing what we do, and hopefully build a base, make it more interactive.
Yeah.
And have a lot of fun doing it. Looking forward to it, Matt.
Likewise. Well, we appreciate everyone who's listening to this first episode, and hopefully we'll have many more.
All right. Excellent. Great job. Yes. All right.
You too.
Until next time.
Bye.